after the week of practice, how ready do you feel you are to take things out on the field Sunday in Jacksonville?
I feel confident myself. I think the guys around me feel confident in me too. Starting off the week, you know, getting your first week of practice again after the Atlanta week, getting some reps under your belt felt good. So felt good to close the week out with good practice.
Texan with Emmanuel and Demarius out there. How helpful were they during your first start, and what were you looking for them to do this weekend?
It's very helpful to have, you know, guys like that outside, not just one but two of them, and, you know, also, you know, help you out in the huddle too, getting in and out of the huddle. And then afterwards, if you get in trouble, you know, kind of scrambling around and making plays, those guys always find a way to get open. So it's very helpful to have guys like that outside.
How do you think your timing is with them? There are a few plays against Atlanta, you were anticipating Emmanuel's breaks, and you got the ball to him outside for some good games.
Right. I mean, with the reps I do get with them, you know, those are invaluable reps, especially with those guys, because those are going to be the guys you throw to on Sunday. So Atlanta, that week was, you know, kind of the only week I got to throw to them. So having another week throwing to them feels good, and I just feel more confident the more reps I get with them.
Do they give you feedback in practice?
Oh, yeah, they do. Tyke, the receivers coach, do. Coach Knapp, and Coach Kubiak, too. So you get a lot of helpful insight from everybody.
Paxton, it seems simple, but how is the taking the snap from under center, drop back to the pocket, how has that process come for you?
Well, when I first got here, it was weird because I was in the gun so much. But, you know, like everything, the more you get repetitions of it, the more comfortable you feel. And you watch yourself on film and you correct it, and it just gets easier to you.
What about the verbiage part of getting in and out of the huddle? How is that compared to maybe 6-7 weeks ago?
It's gotten better as the week's gone on. When I first got here, it was really tough, but it's just something you got to study and keep doing, not just here, but when you go home. So I feel a lot more confident in myself getting in and out of the huddle.
Do you feel like they might put you in a position to do what you do well? Because against Atlanta, if you had lost, you had Rome. This is now feels like, I don't want to say must win, but it's getting close to that. Is it maybe tweaked a little bit more to your skill set and what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think for both starts, I think that they've tried to make it more comfortable for me and kind of move the pocket and let me run around a little bit, you know, and also have some of their stuff with the dropbacks and throw it down the field. But, you know, you want to win every game, and when you don't, you're disappointed. So that's behind us, and this week we got Jacksonville, so that's what we're working towards.
How far do you think you've come in terms of quick decisions, whether it's the quick decision to throw or to take off and run when it's there?
I feel like I've come a long way, you know, from first getting here and seeing the playbook for the first time until now. It's a little easier. You get in and out of the huddle, and you're not thinking as much. You're just kind of going out there and playing. So it feels a lot better than it did when I first got here.
Paxton, is there a value in getting everything that came with the first start behind you, and now it's all football for this game?
I definitely think so. Like I said, those game reps are invaluable to anything else. Practice reps are just so much different than what you do on game day, and those scout guys are so much different than the guys you actually play with on Sunday. So it feels good to have game reps under your belt, and I'm excited to go get another one.
How far has Khalif come in your work with him on the practice squad, on the scout team, and now he gets the call at 53 today?
I think he's a great player. You know, he brings a dimension to our special teams unit, you know, that only he can bring with the speed that he has. And I know he's excited to get out there and play, and I'm happy for him. And I know that a lot of guys in the locker room are happy for him too.
Is that the dimension he could bring on offense if they asked him in the slot for us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, his speed is just, you know, crazy to just watch and see how quick he moves and how fast he really is. So I know he's excited about this weekend, and we are too.
Last one, Cecil, please.
What kind of connection do you have with AJ Derby?
Well, you know, since he just got here, and this is my first, you know, week of real practice reps with him, because I didn't really get any scout team reps with him. You know, he's a good player. He brings another dimension to our offense that we need, you know, getting in and out of breaks and catching balls. So, you know, he's a really good player, and I'm happy to have him.
Okay, thank you, guys.